نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد علماء کرام most respected brothers rain wind extremely cold weather but still your coming for this majlis of zikr is a very clear indication of the love of Allah tabaraka wa taala in your hearts to remember Allah tabaraka wa taala we have gathered no other reason what other reason Some places after the program they distribute some jalebi and mithai. So lots of people go for the jalebi and mithai there. Here tonight we're not going to be distributing anything. But something will be distributed. And that is the noor of the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is also a distribution which we don't consider as a distribution. All other sinnis we consider as very precious and valuable and enjoyable. This is also a sinni that is being distributed. Every time that we say Allah, imagine how much of noor that name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has. So we have gathered for no other reason except to take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to recite salat salam upon Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to make dua, to make istighfar, to make tawbah from our sins. This is not a majlis in which you are going to increase your knowledge. For that we have the programs of tafsir, we have the programs of fiqh and ahadith, etc. But this particular program which we have on Thursday night, we know that it is specifically for zikrullah, muraqabah of mouth, preparation for the hereafter. Someone this morning told me, say, my wife is becoming a beautician, learning how to become a beautician, to beautify others. So I said, that is exactly the business that I'm also in. But those creams and powders and lipstick and whatever they will apply, although sometimes after that application, that woman looks more like a clown than anything else. But nevertheless, they call that beauty. So I said, in that beauty, what happens is that it lasts only for a few years, few days. Until that woman is young, there may be some kind of beauty. But after some time, Kamar jukkar misle kamani hui, koi nana hua koi nani hui. Aur balo pe ghalib safedi hui, koi dada hua koi dadi hui. That is what is going to happen. How long are we going to live? How long is that face going to remain without wrinkles and creases? We worry about those wrinkles. We worry that the face must remain handsome or beautiful. But that is only until qabar at the most. After that it's going to turn to dust. So we don't say it is haram. It is permissible. In fact, it's required. It's necessary for the women folk that for the sake of their husbands, they beautify themselves within the parameters of Sharia. There's nothing wrong with that. But what we do here is give you prescriptions for the beautification of the heart. Beautify the heart. And if this heart becomes beautified, then it will last not only till the qabar, but it will take that person through hashar, through pul sirat, and enter the person into jannat. And just as they remove all the dirt and grime and dust and everything else that has affected the face when they are beautifying the face, in the same way we try to clean and purify that dust and grime and dirt and filth and everything which has affected the heart of malice, of greed, of pride, of evil passions, of love for this material world. I mentioned the word love for this material world, not usage of the world. It's permissible to use, but the love of it enters the heart, whereafter the person forgets his namaz also, his zikr, his tilawat, his relationships, his family relationships, everything is lost in greed. So all those things which have affected the heart, now through these programs, what are we trying to do? To try and clear up that heart, clear the dirt, clear the dust, clear that filth, clear that grime, and thereafter polish it, paint it, brush it, shine it with the nur of taqwa, with the nur of iman, with the nur of yaqeen, with the nur of trust and tawakkul in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with the nur of qanaat or satisfaction over the rizq which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has provided. The person tries to polish it with the nur of shukr, the nur of sabr. So then that heart, when it becomes beautified, then it remains with that person. Wherever he goes, he takes that heart with. He does not leave it behind. You haven't heard of anybody that says, I traveled overseas, but I left my physical heart behind. And whatever is built up in that heart also, he takes it with. So when he'll go into the qabr also, it'll be with. When he'll go in the akhirat also, it'll be with. So that's what I meant, that we also in the same business. I'm in a lot of different kinds of business. Air conditioning business, we are in that too. Because these air conditioners, they give coolness to the skin. And this air conditioner of zikrullah, it cools the heart. So Hazrat Maulana Ismail Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he has written, न कुछ माल और दौलत न धन जाएगा फकत साथ तेरे कफन जाएगा न कुछ माल और दौलत न धन जाएगा फकत साथ तेरे कफन जाएगा न कुछ काम आएगी शाही तेरी फकीरी से कुछ काम बन जाएगा न कुछ माल और दौलत न धन जाएगा फकत साथ तेरे कफन जाएगा न कुछ काम आएगी शाही तेरी फकीरी से कुछ काम बन जाएगा हाँ, what goes with the person when he leaves this world? What accompanies him to the grave? From the material possessions of his. Has anybody's palace accompanied the king? Has anyone's beautiful beds and carpets and furniture and cars and bungalows and gold and silver and all the coins which were hoarded, did that accompany any person to the grave? Once again, we must not misunderstand. It's permissible to save also a little for the future. There's nothing wrong with that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has recommended, if you look at the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that he does not want that our children must extend their hands and beg after us. So it is permissible, it is allowed. Otherwise there would have been no laws and regulations of inheritance in the Quran Sharif and in the ahadith. The very fact that there are laws about inheritance, distribution of inheritance, shows that there's nothing wrong. But it must not enter our hearts. We must remember that we have to prepare for the akhirat, for the hereafter. And that is the maqsad in this life. We make use of the things, but preparation is for the hereafter. So, da kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega. Faqad saath tere kafan jayega. That's the only thing that will accompany the person. And with him will go his deeds, of course. The good deeds or bad deeds, whatever he has done. That's all. Otherwise, no mother, no father, no friend, no wife, no children, no matter how beloved and dear they were, they will not accompany the person. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega. Faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, faqiri se kuch kaam ban jayega. Even if the person was a king, a ruler, that is not going to help. But if he was an obedient ruler, if he was a just ruler, if he was a believing ruler, then he too will get shade under the throne of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is what faqiri means. That the person can be rich or poor, but he must be obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that will make it easy for him to traverse the journey of the akhirat. Every wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, every nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, every sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every one of the sahabiyat were concerned about the qabr. Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala, and how much he used to tear at the qabristan. His beard used to get wet with his tears. And read all the other incidents in the lives of the sahabas of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Because that is the first manzil, first stage. If the person goes through that comfortably, then the akhirat is his. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, faqiri se kuch kaam ban jayega. Ye dunya ka lalach ye hirs o havas, ye dunya ka lalach ye hirs o havas, ye dal dal hai tu isme san jayega. Ye dunya ka lalach ye hirs o havas, ye dal dal hai tu isme san jayega. This greed for dunya, greed, where the person has got just no satisfaction. The person is restless all the time, chasing, chasing and chasing. No matter how much Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed the person with. He's got so much that he can eat, his grandchildren can eat, his great-grandchildren can still eat. There's so much for them to live also in. But that greed does not allow him to come to the masjid, does not allow him to give sadaqat, to give the zakat, to assist the poor and needy, or to make some ibadat, some zikr, some tilawat, or to make shukr of that same Allah Ta'ala who has given those ni'mats. So that kind of greed, you say, it is what we term as sinking sand. So the person is going to sink in it. He will go deeper and deeper. The more he tries to come out of it, he will go deeper until it will take his life. So you see, this greed is daldal. The person will sink. Don't let greed enter the heart. And the only way not to allow greed to enter the heart is to keep on spending in the right causes, in the right places. Don't allow the love of that wealth to settle in the heart. And also have qanaat, satisfaction over whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives, without violating and breaking his ahkam. So ye dal dal hai. Ye dunya ka lalach ye hirso havas, ye dal dal hai tu isme san jayega. Ye rangi raseli ye chehra hasi, ke mitti mein mil ye badan jayega. Ye rangi raseli ye chehra hasi, ke mitti mein mal ye badan jayega. Ke mitti mein mil ye badan jayega. Ye rangi raseli ye chehra hasi, these beautiful faces, one day they will turn to dust. No matter how beautiful that face, the moment you put into the qabr and you cover this with the sand, then it will turn to dust. You go to the park, in spring you find flowers, green, blue, yellow, red, white, and they all have come out from the ground. But after some time they wither, perish, go into the earth, and then you dig up the earth, nothing there, no color. So you must take lessons from all these things. The body also will meet up with the earth and it will disintegrate. Then a person will not even like to sit near that body, even though that person was the most beloved in the world. Go to the Qabristan, open up a grave in which that body has exploded, disintegrated, burst, and all the filth and the smell and the stench, and then tell the person who was in illicit love and relationship that that's your beloved. Now sit there by that grave. The person will run from there like a mule. So let us love those whom Allah Ta'ala has asked us to love, and restrain ourselves from that which Allah Ta'ala has asked us to restrain ourselves. Otherwise it's going to bring heartbreak, problems, and now it's leading to such things that it shocks us. Ye daulat ye quwwat ye husno ada hawao ki chalni mein chan jayega. Ye daulat ye quwwat ye husno ada hawao ki chalni mein chan jayega. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, faqeeri se kuch kaam ban jayega. Sabhi chhod chalenge akela tujhe, sabhi chhod chalenge akela tujhe, akela tu apne watan jayega. Sabhi chhod chalenge akela tujhe, sabhi chhod chalenge akela tujhe, akela tu apne watan jayega. Sometimes close your eyes and picture the qabr. But as I said, for the believers, the qabr is not just 1 6-foot deep hole. After you have been placed in there, those emergency lights, example I have given many times, they switch on. When the darkness comes, the light switches on. But that is if we have charged it. If we haven't charged it, nothing comes on. But if we have charged it, then they will come on. So if we have charged the battery with our akhlaq, with our iman, with our yaqeen, with our namaz, with our roza, zakat, hajj, with our tilawat, with our fulfillment of rights of people, then they will switch on and the person will enjoy the ni'mats of Jannat. Phir to maza hi maza hai. Nam ka naumatil aruz. Sleep like the new bride sleeps. So he says, akela tu apne watan jayega. Sabhi chhod chalenge akela tujhe. They're not going to come with you or stay and sit around you. You are going to return to your town, to your place of residence alone. Hamku, tumku, inku, unku, sabku ek din ghar jana hai. Hamku apne ghar tak, tumku veerane tak. Those people will come with, they will say, now we have to go home too. And you also go home. Everybody has to go home. But the difference is going to be this, that we are going to go to our homes and sleep on those therapeutic mattresses, and now you sleep in this lonely world of yours in the wilderness. But we're going, we can't stay with you. Ye daulat ye quwwat ye husno ada hawao ki chalni mein chan jayega. Sabhi chhod chalenge akela tujhe, sabhi chhod chalenge akela tujhe, akela tu apne watan jayega. Gada qabr ka hashr aur pul sirat, gada qabr ka hashr aur pul sirat, ये रास्ता बड़ा ही कठिन जाएगा। गड़ा कब्र का हश्र और पुल सिरात, ये रास्ता बड़ा ही कठिन जाएगा। First the qabr, then the hashr, then the pul sirat. It's not an easy road. When we are traveling to any distant place, we check the maps. Which towns come on the way? Which cities come on the way? Will we be able to fill up petrol on the way? Or will there be any garages? Or no garages? Will we be able to get refreshment on the way? How many kilometers between these two towns and cities? We check all those things before we travel a journey that is unknown to us. And this journey that we have to travel from here till Akhirah, till Pul Sirat, and in the Alam Barzakh, we don't know how long, and then Hashar, Qiyamah, Pul Sirat, and we don't find out that what will make this journey easy. Like how we ask others, what will make this journey easy? I'm trying to go a long distance. How will I be able to make this journey of mine easy? So we make so much of inquiries. And this journey that we have to undertake from here till there, what inquiries we make? Do we go and find out that what will make that journey easy for me? گڑا قبر کا حشر اور پل سرات، یہ رستہ بڑا ہی کٹن جائے گا، یہ رستہ بڑا ہی کٹن جائے گا، نہ کچھ مال و دولت نہ دن جائے گا، فقط ساتھ تیرے کفن جائے گا، نہ کچھ مال و دولت نہ دن جائے گا، فقط ساتھ تیرے کفن جائے گا. جو بننا ہے تجھ پر وہ بن جائے گا، جو بننا ہے تجھ پر وہ بن جائے گا، رہے گا وہی مر کے آرام سے، تجھے قبر میں چھوڑ آئیں گے جب، تجھے قبر میں چھوڑ آئیں گے جب، جو بننا ہے تجھ پر وہ بن جائے گا، تجھے قبر میں چھوڑ آئیں گے جب، جو بننا ہے تجھ پر وہ بن جائے گا، تجھے چھوڑ تجھے قبر میں چھوڑ آئیں گے جب، جو بننا ہے تجھ پر وہ بن جائے گا. They will leave you and they will return. Then whatever is going to happen to you is going to happen to you. Allah Ta'ala has given you life, so make the best of it. Don't waste that valuable opportunities and time. They will leave and go away. جو بننا ہے تجھ پر وہ بن جائے گا. Munkar Nakir will come, they will question. And then either it is enjoyment or it is punishment.
Rahega wohi mar ke aaram se, rahega wohi mar ke aaram se, ke maula mera jisse man jayega. Rahega wohi mar ke aaram se, رہے گا وہی مر کے آرام سے، کہ مولا میرا جس سے من جائے گا.
After this, that person will be in آرام. He will be in enjoyment. He will be in bliss. He will wonder why it took him so long to come and enjoy all these blessings and ne'mats. کہ مولا میرا جس سے من جائے گا. With whomsoever my مولا has become pleased. If the person made a little effort in this world to please Allah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala became pleased with him because he took the pain on his heart of suppression of those evil desires, no matter what pain he experienced, but he said, I will please my Mawla, I will not displease him at any cost. Everywhere there was temptation, there was attraction, there was distraction. There were movies, TVs, music, pretty faces, sing song and dance, and drugs, and rave clubs, and everything was attracting this young person. And people on top of that were making a mockery of him, making a big joke of him. They were criticizing him, ridiculing him, and laughing at him, and making fun of him, that look at this Sufi sahab. This young person is acting like a Sufi sahab now in these times. He wants to stay away from all this enjoyment, fun and pleasure. Look at us, how we are enjoying ourselves. But the young person took all that pain on his heart, and he says, na dekhenge, na dekhenge, hargis usko na dekhenge, jine dekhne se dosto rab mera naraz hota hai. Na dekhenge, na dekhenge, hargiz usko na dekhenge, jine dekhne se dosto rab mera naraz hota hai. I will never see that which displeases my Rabb. So you think Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not please that person. Barbaad muhabbat ko na barbaad karenge, mere dil na shaad ko wo shaad karenge. Barbaad muhabbat ko na barbaad karenge, mere dil na shaad ko wo shaad karenge. I have already smashed my heart to smithereens in the love of my Allah. So you think my Allah Ta'ala will now give me any kind of gham? Now He will give me happiness in the heart which the kings of the world don't know. That kind of happiness, that kind of peace, that kind of tranquility, whatever the condition may be, sickness, illness, poverty, anything, but Allah Ta'ala will give that wali of His such noor, such tranquility, such sukoon, that not only He will enjoy that sukoon, but we don't know how many thousands will enjoy that sukoon in His company. They will notice sukoon in His namaz, sukoon in His tawaf, sukoon in His ibadat, sukoon in His zikr, sukoon in everything. Sukoon in His home life, sukoon in His business life, sukoon in everything that the person will, Allah Ta'ala will then give him that. Sakina will descend upon the heart of such a person. But it does not come just like that. We have to suppress the nafs.
तुझे कब्र में छोड़ आएंगे जब जो बनना है तुझ पर वो बन जाएगा रहेगा मर रहेगा वो ही मर के आराम से के मौला मेरा जिससे मन जाएगा न कुछ साथ देंगे ये भाई तेरे न कुछ साथ देंगे ये भाई तेरे فقط قبر میں تیرا تن جائے گا نہ کچھ ساتھ دیں گے یہ بھائی تیرے it's only your body that will go to the grave nothing else وہی خوش نصیب ہوگا روز قیامت کہ رب العلا جس سے من جائے گا نہ کچھ مال و دولت نہ کچھ مال و دولت نہ دھن جائے گا فقط ساتھ تیرے کفن جائے گا نہ کچھ مال و دولت نہ دن جائے گا فقط ساتھ تیرے کفن جائے گا اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو یفلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ اللہ illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallah, illallah. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hoon, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hoon, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hoon. Yahi raat din mein dua mangta hoon. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اے میرے اللہ, اے میرے رحیم کریم اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ, موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اللہ, موسٹ لوینگ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ, مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ, میں ستار العیوب غفار الذنوب اللہ, او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ, او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ. وی یور ایکسٹریملی ویک فل سروینٹس ہیو ایکسٹینڈڈ اور بیگنگ بولز بیفور یو. اے میرے مولا, تیرے سامنے اپنے گندے ہاتھ اٹھائے. My beloved Allah, this very moment you are watching us, you are listening to us, you know the thoughts which are crossing our minds of shame, of regret, of remorse over the sins that we have committed in our lives. My beloved Allah, we are not extending our begging bowls before someone that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Mere Mawla, we are extending before you. All treasures lie with you. Our life in your control. Our sight, hearing and speech in your control. The ground on which we walk in your control. The kingdoms in your control. The heavens and the earth in your control. My beloved Allah, we are therefore extending our begging bowls before you. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures, my beloved Allah. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. And we know that you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Mere Allah, we are turning towards you. We are ashamed. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. My beloved Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging before you. We are confessing before you. You dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, which moment of our life has gone without disobeying you? We have used our sight for your disobedience, our hearing for your disobedience, our speech for your disobedience, our hands and feet for your disobedience, our wealth for your disobedience. Ya Allah, your bounties we use for your disobedience. The food that you give, when it gives us strength in our bodies, then we commit zina. Then we go to casinos, discos. Ya Allah, then we go to rave clubs. Then we watch the filth on the television screens. Ya Allah, it is just your tolerance that you do not seize us there and then. Ya Allah, don't seize us because of our sins. Don't turn away your glance of maghfirat and forgiveness because of our sins. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Ya Allah, we have lost the treasure of the Muslims, which was tranquility, sukoon. Mere pyare Allah, hum mujrim hai, khatakar hai, gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, guna ke darya mein doobe huye hai. We are drowning in the ocean of sins. But where do we go, my Allah? Who do we turn towards? There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you. May Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. Ya Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf kar de. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, sab ki maghfirat kar de. Ya Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the stars that twinkle in the skies, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies. Ya Allah, your maghfirat is vast. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Where Allah, it is sufficient to wash away the sins of entire mankind. Ya Allah, bless the entire mankind with hidayat, with guidance. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannat. Let the winds of guidance and hidayat blow throughout the continents. Oh my beloved Allah, we are at the doors. We are not allowing them to come in because of our actions and our deeds. Ya Allah, forgive us. Make our akhlaq like the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of iman, with the noor of yaqeen, with the noor of trust and tawakkul in you. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat, with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat, of zikr, of tilawat. Remove from our hearts the darkness that has engulfed it. My beloved Allah, remove the darkness from our hearts. Ya Allah, remove from our hearts malice, greed, pride, jealousy, envy. Ay, mere Allah, bless us with the hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen, those who are your true friends and sincere friends. Ya Allah, hame bhi wo dil ata farma. Hame bhi wo dil ata farma. Jo tu apne awliya-i siddiqeen ko deta hai. Ya Allah, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu? Badal de mera rasta, dil badal. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Ya Allah, the great weakness of ours is that we are negligent, we are indifferent, we are unconcerned about the akhirat, unconcerned about the qabr, unconcerned about the hashar, unconcerned about the day of judgment, unconcerned that we have to stand before you on the day of judgment and account for every deed and every action of ours. That every moment of our life is being recorded by the angels, kida kiraman katibin. My beloved Allah, we are unconcerned. Hum ghaflat ke darya mein doobe hue hai. Mere Allah, اب تو ہمیں اس دریا سے نکال دے, عافیت کے ساتھ نکال دے. Take us out from that ocean of sins and vices and evils. How long are we going to walk on the surface of this earth like hypocrites, my beloved Allah? How long are we going to pretend, my beloved Allah, to be loving you? Ya Allah, give us the reality of your love, the reality of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tere ishq ke dariya mein, ay Allah, hame duba de. Oh Allah, remove from us every kind of chain that is tying us. Remove every kind of slavery that we are in. Let us become your slaves and the slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tie us firmly in your chains of muhabbat, where Allah, teri muhabbat ki zanjeeron mein hame jagad de. Ay Allah, give us the tawfiq to do those deeds that are pleasing to you. Distance us from that which is displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we know that we are extremely weak. We make tawbah and break our tawbah. But my beloved Allah, we cannot despair of your mercy. Where do we go if we have to despair of your mercy? Which other Allah is there for us that we can turn towards? Ya Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara rahi. Tere siwa koi hamara rahi. Tere maula, ab to maaf kar de. Hamari zindagi ka haal badal de. My beloved Allah, you have given man the intelligence. They have made computer chips which contain millions of pieces of information. Just one press of the delete button and no information is left on that chip. Ay Allah, ay mere pyare Allah, hamare gunahon par delete button daba de. Ah, mere Allah, if you gave man that science, what is it difficult for you? Ya Allah, we need the transplant of a spiritually sound heart. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Hame har bimari se shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, ruhani aur jismani bimariyon se shifa ata farma. Those who are sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, they have had operations or whatever sickness they may be suffering from, Ya Allah, if they are amongst us, bless each and every one with shifa. Ya Allah, bless us with shifa-i kamil, shifa-i ajil, shifa mustamir. Ya Allah, hum se razi ho ja. Ya Allah, hum se razi ho ja. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Those whose children or family members have gone onto drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, bring their children back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Bring everyone back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins in their hearts. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to get rid from our homes and from our lives all those things that are causing so much of fitnas and corruption in our lives. Bless us with haya, with shame, with modesty. Bless our women with shame, with haya and modesty. Ya Allah, behayai ki fiza ko khatam farma. Cinema ke addo ko khatam farma. Rave clubs ko khatam farma. Sharab aur jua ke addo ko khatam farma. Ya Allah, fiza ko badal de. It's not difficult for you to change the conditions, my beloved Allah. Hearts are between your two fingers. You can turn it in whichever direction you wish. Ay Allah, change it in the direction of ta'at. Ay mere Allah, hum sab ko apna bana le aur hamara ban ja. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. If you are not ours, nothing is ours, my beloved Allah. But if you are ours, then everything will work in our favor. ہمارا بن جا اور ہمیں اپنا بنا لے. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں, وہ ہو جائے میرا, میں ہو جاؤں. میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا. اللہ, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. those who have children, make the children obedient to you, to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to their parents. Make them the khadims of your deen, my beloved Allah. Take the khidmat of deen from us with ikhlas. Wherever Allah accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ijtimaat gasht talim ko qubool farma. Masajid madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. Ya Allah, those who are writing, give them the tawfiq to write with ikhlas and accept their khidmat of deen. Ya Allah, whosoever is doing khidmat of deen, as long as it is within the parameters of Sharia, accept their khidmat of deen. Mere Mawla, Mere Rahim, Kareem, Mawla, those who are going for Umrahs, make their Umrahs maqbool and mabroor. Accept the tawaf, the ziyarat, their ibadat, their tilawat. Oh my beloved Allah, sare alam ke andar fitne hi fitne hai. We are being lashed by storms of fitnas from all sides. Which way do we turn, my beloved Allah? Give us himmat and courage. Take us along, my beloved Allah. Remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the suffering, the torture, the tyranny, the imprisonment that so many in the Muslim Ummah are suffering. Ya Allah, unki takalif, pareshani, bimariyon ko dur kar de. Ya Allah, give hidayah to those who are enemies of Islam. But if they have made up their minds, they will not accept Islam even though they know the beautiful teachings of Islam. Ya Allah, and they will continue with the torture and tyranny and oppression and zulm. Then shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause their planes to crash, their ships to sink. Create division and disunity amongst their rank. Ya Allah, it is all because of the disunity of the Muslim Ummah that we are suffering such kind of hardships. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma. Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Hamari masajid, madaris, tamam dini edaro ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. We haven't made any preparation for the akhirat, for the qabr. We haven't charged our batteries, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. Every day we hear of sudden deaths, young, fit, healthy people suddenly departing from this world. No warning signs of any kind. Mere Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. Don't let the angel find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, popping drugs in our mouth. Ha, what kind of death that will be, my beloved Allah, if a person has to die in a prostitute court, escort agency, watching some filthy haram movie. My beloved Allah, aisi gandi napak maut se hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, bless us with death in Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu عليك يا خير خلق الله. Let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us. How much he prayed for us. How much concerned he was about us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives, our children, our family members with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, remove from the world the conditions of drought and famine and AIDS and all kinds of sicknesses, Allah and Bala. Hey Allah, un tamam musibaton ko dur kar de. Ha, mere Allah, ye sab hamara kusoor hai. Hum de deed ki mehnat nahi.
Ya Allah, halat ko badal de. Change the conditions of adversity in this country to that of prosperity. Conditions of insecurity and crime to that of security, peace, afiyat, salamati. Protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our homes, our wives, our children, our families, our businesses. Ya Allah, protect us. Oh my beloved Allah, protection lies in you. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرمائیں. یا اللہ, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of the people who have raised their hands this part of the night before you on this cold winter's night. My Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. You are well aware of those desires and wishes. Ya Allah, whosoever has raised a hand or his hand this part of the night before you, Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. Jo bhi unki nek tamanna hai, usko pura kar de. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the tests, the trial, the sicknesses, the weakness, the poverty, and whatever suffering whosoever is undergoing that has raised his or her hand. Ya Allah, with your fazl, with your ihsan, with your kindness, remove that suffering, that pain, that problem, that difficulty of whosoever has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Mere Allah, hamari duaon ko qubool kar. Hum na qabile qubool hai, phir bhi qubool kar. ہم ناقابل قبول ہے پھر بھی قبول کر لیں, جیسے بھی ہے قبول کر لیں, جیسے بھی ہے ہم یا اللہ قبول کر لیں. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.